mess with her, get on with her friend that isn't getting things done that you love on probably. But they met a family in the English-speaking Union. Now, Z and Virgil both commented on that so much. Never did they ever get to know any young people their own age. Young married people are just
too
married.
Busy.
They said that they thought they were just a little jealous of them. And Z said, heavens knows, we didn't have clothes. They didn't dress, you know, they didn't, because they'd both been in school, and Z's mother was a widow, didn't have too much money to buy her clothes. And they just had what they'd had going to school and thing, and got a few extras, warmer things to go over there, woolen things. But she said they would be followed by quite a group on the street. They were Americans, and they were admiring the things they had and everything. And I guess that was true, because we have a world rabbit, it's a neighbor of Doris's over here. The man was a classmate of my youngest daughter's, and they finished high school together. And he married over there. And just this last year, I was in Chickasha, and she saw me passing the shoe store. She was in the shoe store, and she ran to the door. She said, "Miss Shipley, would you come in here a minute?" And I said, "Well, yes. What did you want, Jean?" And she said, "I want you to look at some shoes and tell me if you thought that they were just out of the question. They were bright red shoes." And she said, "You know, I never had any shoes when I was growing up." She said, I don't remember of having a new pair of shoes during all the war years, which was her teenage years. Mm-hmm. She said, we bought secondhand shoes sometimes, and we had the shoes gobbled and mended and things, mm-hmm. but I never had a decent pair of shoes. And since I've been in America, I have just bought practical shoes." And she said, "I would like to splurge one time." I said, "For heaven's sake, splurge and wear them and enjoy them. They're beautiful on your feet and buy them." She said, "They're $14.95. I said, "You can afford that, Jean." I said, "They'll probably last you two seasons or maybe three if you take care of them." But I said, "Put them on, wear them, and enjoy them." She does. I see her quite often with those red shoes on, and she's so happy with them. When you think about it, see, she has three children now, and their first child was born dead.
Oh, dear.
See, she couldn't come with him when he was shipped back, and she got on the boat once to come and got so sick that before the boat left, they decided she'd better go back and stay. And the doctors wouldn't let her come then for 2 months, so she's almost at the end of her pregnancy, and she got on the boat, and the excitement of it all, and leaving her folks and everything. It wouldn't have been like if her husband had been with her, and she'd been happy in coming with him, but that coming alone and facing an entirely unknown world and everything, it's just too much for her.
Oh, that's
and
fine.
She went back, and about a week later she lost her baby, and so she has a little boy who is 12, I guess, and two girls, and the youngest girl will be in school this year. And she has a nice family, and she's a lovable person, and we all just enjoy her so much. In fact, I have a little card here that she wrote me the other day, because I had sent her